I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. Castleton University's footprint in Rutland has been growing in recent years with multiple art galleries and a downtown Rutland campus that houses entrepreneurial programs and a polling center. Now the university is expanding into economic development. VPR's Nina Keck has more.
Lyle Jepson wears two hats now. He's Dean of Entrepreneurial Programs at Castleton University, and he's the new Executive Director of REDIC, the Rutland Economic Development Corporation.
We want to make sure that people are clear that REDIC is alive and well. REDIC is its own separate organization. REDIC has hired Castleton University to provide a service.
REDIC was founded nearly 80 years ago to attract and support businesses and manufacturers with loans, expertise, and other services. Jepson says that won't change, but considering the area's aging workforce and declining population, he says the organization needed a fresh approach.
The face of economic development is changing in Vermont. Going from going after what some people call the buffalo hunt, going after those big companies, we're now looking at how do we cultivate our young entrepreneurs? How do we start the one and two people businesses that will grow in the future?
REDIC is funded by a state grant, rental income, and membership dues. Jepson says moving the organization into Castleton's downtown Rutland office cut overhead and allowed REDIC to hire two new assistant directors, both of whom are under 40. Their input, says Jepson, plus closer ties to area colleges and technical centers, will better connect REDIC to the next generation of workers and entrepreneurs.
So we're actively, and we were doing it before, but even more actively now, connecting students with businesses and industry. Because one of the things we hear is companies could grow or do better than they're doing right now if they had the talent that they're looking for.
Rutland manufacturer Ben Clark likes Riddick's new approach and its ties to Castleton University. But Mark Youngstrom of Otter Creek Engineering is more skeptical. He says he was surprised by Riddick's shakeup and will take a wait-and-see approach to Jepson's leadership. But he agrees that strong ties to higher education are important, and he hopes Riddick will reach out beyond Rutland County to schools like UVM, Norwich, and Dartmouth.
When we go to hire people, it's hard. Especially, we're even having a hard time with technicians, you know, people with two-year degrees, draftspeople, that type of thing.
Tom Donahue, CEO of the Rutland Region Chamber of Commerce, says employees are increasingly complaining about the shortage of skilled workers in the area, but he thinks Riddick's new approach will help address that.
As we work to bring in more business and develop more new job opportunities, we're going to need to continue to have these young students. At the same time, I think they'll stay here if they have opportunity. And before, part of the reason for folks leaving is because the opportunity wasn't here. Now I feel that the opportunity is presenting itself, and now we can make that match.
Besides helping local businesses, Lyle Jepson says being able to link students to better internships and higher-paying jobs will make local colleges and technical centers more attractive. He says currently only about 35% of Rutland County residents have a college degree, a number he'd like to see increase. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.